You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Colossians, chapter 2 and verse 13. And you, being dead in your sins and the circumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Sometimes we read something, we feel we understand it, but we really don't understand it. The Bible says that we were dead in our sins and the uncircumcision of our flesh, and we were quickened with Christ. He said, God forgave us all our trespasses. I'm sure we generally believe, we say, oh, God has forgiven us. But there's something about forgiveness that we really don't understand. When it comes to sin, there are different dimensions to the matter of sin. You see, Jesus nailed our sinful nature to the cross. That is, what is that thing that produces sin in us? What is that thing that makes us to sin? Jesus took that thing to the cross and nailed it to the cross. So the damage that Satan did to Adam in the garden was put to an end on the cross. But then there is also sins. We have sin has already been produced in our lives. So the blood of Jesus washes us from that. But you see, sin or sinning is an offense. When you sin, you offend God. It's like when I do something against you, you say, oh, you have offended me. So I will need your forgiveness. In like manner, we have hurt God. And the Bible says he had forgiven all our trespasses. Do you know what that means? It means that every hurt you have done to God, he has forgiven you. He no longer holds it against you. And he no longer sees it. He says, your sin and iniquity I will remember no more. God is not going to now come. You know, something will now be happening in your life. You now say, could it be because of that sin? Because in your human mind, you are like, this sin is too much. God can't just let go of everything like that. Look at what he says. He says, having forgiven all trespasses, not some trespasses, not big trespasses. So you are having challenges now in marriage. You feel maybe it's because you committed abortion, or maybe because you had committed murder, or you just, something just keep telling you that it's not possible. God can't just forgive all of it. And I will go like that. I have to suffer. My dear brothers and sisters, God is not man. He has completely forgiven you. You hurt him, but he has let go. And he doesn't even remember it anymore. He sees you as somebody who had never offended him. That's how God sees you. He's not holding any sin against you. He's not holding any mistake against you. He's not human. You know, human being, we will forgive, but we will still keep record. We will say we are forgiving, but occasionally we will still refer to it. Do you know God is not like that? God is not hurt anymore. When God says, I've forgiven you, he meant it. You offended him, but he has forgiven you. And he meant it. He hold it not. He does not hold it against you. You are completely free. God is not, he's not sitting down somewhere and saying, ah, so you mean as my child, eh? That's why everything I did to you, you still went and slept with another woman and your wife was at home. No. That day that you confessed, that day that you repented, God had forgiven you. He's not holding it. Stop attributing any challenge you have in your life as if God is holding a sin against you. God is not man. He is God. He forgives, he forgets, and he loves you as if you've never sinned. It's not because he tolerates sin. It's because he has judged sin in Christ. Somebody paid for that, for the penalty of that sin. And God forgave you. Please stop having this mind that maybe God is holding something little. Maybe he wants, because you slept with married men, that is why your husband is sleeping about. Because you committed abortion, that's why you don't have a child. That's why God is holding you from having a child. Who told you? That is not God. That is not God. God, if God will relate with us based on our sin and our iniquity, none of us will get it right in life. In fact, do you know that on the contrary, what we experience is that you will be amazed at God and say, God, in spite of everything I've done, you mean you love me like this? You mean you still do things for me like this? When I look at my life, I do not deserve one mercy from God. What I've found in God is that I'm wondering, I'm saying, God, despite my sin, despite my unrighteousness, you mean you love me like this? You mean this is what you will still do for me? Ah, God, great is thy name. Brethren, that is who God is. He's not counting anything against you. If he says he has forgiven you, he meant it. As far as God is concerned, he's happy with you. You are afraid to go and pray. You are afraid to approach him. Because something is still saying to you that, look at this terrible thing that I did though. If he has not forgiven you, that's a different thing. But he has forgiven you, not some, but all your trespasses. That's why the Bible says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Please approach God with boldness in humility. He loves you. He has forgiven you. He does not hold anything against you. God is not thinking of those messy, disgraceful sins that you have done. God had forgotten about it. As far as God is concerned, you are clean, you are pure in Christ Jesus. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.